Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that's when we like to take a look at current business issues that are trending across our state and discuss them with one of our fellow news media friends. This week, we are interviewing John McDermott, business editor of the Post and Courier. He joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Good to be here, Mike.
So the big headline lately, in my neck of the woods anyway, in the Midlands, is that Scout Motors is thinking about where are they going to put their corporate headquarters. And I think most everybody in our state says, well, why not here? This is where your only factory is.
That's right. They are looking to put a fairly sizable investment with a lot of jobs, high-paying jobs at that. They're looking across the state, and from what I'm gathering, there's other states that are really gunning for this project. This would be designers, engineers, finance people, marketing, I mean, the whole scope. And so it would be a major investment by Scout. They want to be in a place that builds their brand awareness. So it could be in Columbia, it could be in Greenville, it could be here in Charleston.
Could be in another state.
Could go to another state because tax incentives are certainly on the table. We reviewed part of a presentation that the company gave to high-level economic development folks. So, and tax incentives are certainly part of the negotiations.
Well, they certainly got some nice incentives to put the factory here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, you know, this is more jobs. I think these jobs are 150,000 average. So this would be an economic development plum for sure if you could land it. Because, you know, we don't have a lot of Fortune 500s. You know, I'm not sure we have any Fortune 500 companies anymore. Sunoco is about the closest, and they may get back up into that list. I think they made an acquisition that might push them back up there. But we have very few publicly traded companies and headquarters that would be of this scale.
All right. So what else are you seeing?
Well, also on the auto front, there's sort of a mixed picture over at the Volvo plant here in the Lowcountry. You know, the tariffs has got everything twisted up in that, you know, they're looking actually to build a new car here, a second car, or actually technically a third, because they build two now, one for a sister company, but another Volvo model to kind of get around the tariffs that the Trump administration is imposing on imported vehicles. And so they have some capacity out here in Ridgeville. But at the same time, they're cutting costs because there's a lot of uncertainty. They have a new CEO who actually is a former CEO they brought back. And he announced a couple weeks ago about $1.9 billion in cost cutting around the world. And that resulted last week, in fact, with about 125 layoffs here at the Charleston area plant, because they're basically rebalancing their workforce to adapt to these. They call it regionalization of manufacturing, which means basically making cars in the countries where they are going to be sold. So it's a fairly small number. I think, you know, it's less than 5%, I think, but still, you know, another more fallout from the tariff uncertainty.
Well, we've got just about a minute left. John, what else is on your radar right now?
Well, we have a tourism update for Charleston that's done by the college here, and it's got some interesting numbers in it. You know, it was a record $14 billion economic impact last year based on 7.8 million visitors. I think both numbers are record highs, of course. But one of the interesting things is that the impact actually was up about 7%, while the number of visitors was only up like one. So there's sort of a divergence going on there, and it sort of plays into the quality over quantity strategy that tourism marketers here have kind of taken. I think Dan Gutentag, whoever did the study for the College of Charleston, said he called it a continued trend of gradual growth of more higher value visitors. Although I would add, I'm pretty sure that the higher prices for hotel rooms and restaurant meals will probably driving that number a little higher as well.
Well, you would think that inflation certainly would have factored into that.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, John, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
John McDermott is the business editor of the Post and Courier based in Charleston, South Carolina, with outlets all across the state. And we will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.